listening to Real Talk Real People. I'm your host, Arc Chat Daddy Sims, back for another evening of your favorite magazine show here at VON, where we talk about a little bit of this and a little bit of that, but most importantly, we hope that each and every night you're relaxing, relating, and releasing whatever the stress and drama of your day has been. We ask that you let it go. It is happy hour here at VON. I want to remind everybody that a couple of the cast members from the hit comedy series Written Off will check in with us before the show is over tonight. They have some amazing things going on with them, and I'm excited to talk to them again. They all stopped by here one night, and we had a great time chopping it up with them. So we're going to check in with them. And then I want to remind everybody to tune in to the Wednesday night edition of Real Talk, Real People. Currently, we're having a conversation on how to properly break up with somebody and not break your heart. Well, tomorrow night, we have another great conversation during the Let's Talk Hour. Why has Nate Parker's film, Birth of a Nation, become so complex? I have a lady coming in to talk about the film tomorrow night. And a lot of people are not necessarily in support of this film now, standing against sexual and domestic violence after the situation that has happened with him or the case he was cleared with. And so we're going to talk about all of that tomorrow evening. Make sure you tune in. It's going to be really great. I have a great speaker. And who knows what else we're going to have on the show tomorrow night. You know, I always got a bunch of surprises up my sleeve. But make sure you tune in to the Wednesday night edition of Real Talk, Real People. So our good friend Elizabeth Overstreet, she's here. She's talking to us about, you know, buttoning up your boots and, you know, making it all work. I guess we need to wear rubber boots in this type of situation because this could get messy. You could get stuff all over you when you break up with somebody. Joseph, how you doing? You okay?
Oh, I'm good. Oh, okay. I'm good. But all right. I was going to say, when I end a relationship, the last thing I say is God bless you.
Oh, okay.
Because that way I know it won't start no confusion. And, you know, I'm not trying to come back, hey,
right,
you did this to me.
Yeah.
Once I say God bless you, that's it.
Okay. And really, that's a good way to do anything in this world. I mean, you know, because people can get real ignorant on you when you break up with them.
Yeah.
And want to be, you know, want to be destructive and all that kind of stuff. And life is not meant for that. Life is meant to be happy and harmonious and beautiful. And you know, and we just didn't work out, you know, and sorry. And if the sex was really good, I'm really sorry. But, you know, but if it just does not work out, it does not work out. So, Elizabeth, you know, as we continue this conversation, as you guys all know, Elizabeth is the author of the amazing book, The Relationship Investigator's Fast Guide to Successful Dating. She's been here with us many times, and I'm glad to have you back, my dear.
It's great to be back.
Well, Elizabeth, you know, after a breakup, how much time should one take? You know what I'm saying? And you know, Joseph mentioned earlier about kind of disappearing from social media and all that good stuff. So where are we at with this?
Yeah, I mean, when you first break up with someone, it's your normal inclination to want to sometimes go closer to them because you're losing something that made you feel secure and safe. But you actually need to give that relationship or that interaction with that person some time where you're not interacting with them. That's actually the healthier approach.
Really?
Yeah, because you need to go through the grieving process. You need to start, you know, going through your life as if it's over, because it's over.
It's over.
You know, and moving forward. And the more you kind of keep going back and forth and talking to them and interacting with them, it just, again, you're not giving yourself time to really go to the next step, phase of healing.
I see. Okay. All right. I guess we can buy that. I don't know. So what's our next thing we want to talk about? Investing in yourself, which I think is really good because a lot of people, especially if it was a long-standing relationship or a relationship that they thought was going to be everlasting love, they lose it. They get into that pint of Haagen-Dazs. They start eating that whole bag of chips, and they don't give a damn no more and all that good stuff. And I can't stand no man, and I don't want no woman, and all that craziness.
Right.
So how do people learn to reinvest in themselves and find ways to get out of that rut?
Yeah, I mean, this is what I say to people. When you're breaking up with someone, get back to knowing someone that you've forgotten you. Because a lot of times in our relationships, and it's so normal, this person has become such a part of your routine, your day-to-day, you know, the way you do things, your interests, that, you know, you may have really lost a sense of the things you enjoy doing because you become part of this couple. So really, if you when you what you can do or when you are facing a breakup is, like, take time to just invest in yourself. Figure out what makes you happy. Figure out the things that you always wanted to do and that you didn't maybe have a chance to do, because when you're in a relationship, you do have limited time. You're working. You know, you may have children. You have your relationships. So you may really lose touch with the things that or hobbies you may have had, you know, years ago, or things that you used to enjoy to do for yourself. So this is a time to get back in touch with those things.
Oh, really? Do you recommend dating sites and dating clubs and things like that? You know, we had Bella Gandhi on last Monday night, and then we had our good friend Terry D of Love Chapters on last Wednesday night. And both of these ladies were, you know, but some people, I don't know, after such a breakup, you know, how do you best decide, and what advice would you?
You know, it really depends on the person, because there are some dating experts that would say, go right out there, jump back in. What are you waiting for? For me, I think that, like, sometimes we keep going to relationship after relationship, so we never really give ourselves time to heal. So even if you do jump into something right away, it's because you're looking for that same sense of being with someone. It's so natural that you may connect with someone who really isn't that compatible with you, but you just feel kind of like lost because you're used to being part of a relationship. So I think you just have to be conscientious of that. I mean, if you do decide to date, you know, take it easy, take it casual. But I mean, personally, my opinion would be to just kind of take a little time to yourself to figure out some things, because I just feel like you're more likely to rebound, you know, in the next relationship. Because we always, all of us have probably been in one or two rebound relationships. It's no fun when you're on the receiving end of that.
Joseph, where you at with this?
No, I agree with her. I don't think I've been a rebound, but I agree with her.
Oh. Well, I've been a rebound, a wraparound.
You've just been exploring.
Yes, I have. I've lived a very fascinating life. So, yes.
I'm still living. So
that's right. That's right. And I'm trying to set good examples for you. Right. That's right. That's why we work together. It works out, because I think so many young people in this day and age, and if we had to look at, you know, people younger than us, they don't understand that. They don't, you know, a lot of these relationships end up very violent. I know people who have been stabbed and shot, and, you know, I mean, you and I were talking the other day about Power, and kind of explain that whole situation with the Power thing.
Yeah, so there was a scene in Power that was pretty vivid a couple weeks ago between
And Tom. Wait, real quick, let me explain to my listening audience. Power is the hit show on Starz
Network,
and it comes on Sunday nights, and everybody, it's the buzz, it's 50 Cent's show.
Right,
and
Amari Hardwick,
that's right.
And a couple of big other names.
Right, and this
actors.
Past Sunday night was a humdinger of a show,
right.
But it also raised an eyebrow with you, and I also agree when we talk, so let's talk about that.
Yeah, so I mean, the show is, like, fantastic, great writing. But about 2 weeks ago, the character Tommy and his girlfriend Holly had a really big fight, because Holly, pretty much, she set up Tommy's boy Ghost to be killed, and Tommy was hurt and upset by it. And he choked her out. Like, he just choked her to death, literally. And so, like, a lot of people hated that character. I hated that character. And I was talking to one of my girlfriends about it. I'm like, I hated that character. I'm glad she's dead. But then my girlfriend's like, but you know what? If you were a domestic abuse victim, you would look at that scene so differently. It was really hard to watch.
Right.
And so, like, rethinking it, I was like, oh, yeah, that was a really bad scene of how he handled the situation. I mean, I get it. It's TV. It's going to be more dramatic. But
right. That
stuff plays out every day in life. And so people watching that, you know, they may say, hey, but she was going to sell out my boy. So I get why he killed her. But really, at the end of the day, you know, no relationship breakup should or situation should warrant that kind of, you know.
Yeah. And that's the sad part, that, you know, most relationship breakups end in very tragic, you know, situations. I look at the woman who was just recently shot in a south suburb here, and the son was missing, and just things like that. Just, you know, we've had a mom on who, you know, daughter was murdered, grandbaby.
And there's some bad, like, there's some difficult situations. So if you're sitting in a relationship where you're in an abusive relationship, it is hard to get out of an abusive relationship. So I would say to those people, seek out the counsel and support you need to do it, but it's very difficult. So I would never play down, you know, the intensity or the seriousness of what can happen in those kind of situations, because there are relationships where people do feel that the person, if they left that person, they would kill them or hurt them, and that does happen.
Oh, it's so sad. It really, really is. When you and I, we still got a little more minute. What else you want to mention to everybody in this?
Yeah, just, you know, we talked about it before break a little bit. I mean, if you truly love somebody, I really think that you always will love them in some sense. And to turn into hate is really just not a healthy place to be. You know, going through a breakup is difficult, but sometimes you have to learn to let go and forgive, because it's really about your healing process, not so much the other person. So there are situations where after time has passed and you've been able to, you know, heal yourself from a breakup, that you can actually become friends with your ex and have a different relationship. Like me and my ex-husband, we went through some things. I did some things that I'm not proud of as far as the way I responded to some of the situations that happened in the marriage. So I could speak personally and say, you want to leave things on a higher ground. But now, looking at our relationship, we have a really great friendship that has developed, because we co-raised our daughter together, and we wanted to have a healthy relationship for her. And I never would have thought we would have the friendship. We had a good friendship during our marriage, but I never would have thought, like, once we broke up, we would still have this, you know, really great friendship. So you could still be friends.
Well, you know, I do admire couples that are able to maintain great friendships after they break up for their children. I know people who are, you know, the ex is still very heavily connected with the family members.
Yes, my ex is still.
Yeah, I just you know what I'm saying? To me, that's so beautiful. That shows that you are a much bigger human being than the BS that the relationship went through.
Right.
And I applaud that. But you got some people, oh, I can't stand so-and-so. And then I know people, you know, the ex-wife and new wife, and everybody hang out with each other. And I just, you know, to
me,
it
just creates a better dynamic for your family. It helps you to just look at that person in a different way, because there's just different dynamics to relationships. And, you know, sometimes some people are not meant to be together for the long term.
All right. So if you guys want to make any comments or anything before we wrap this segment up at the bottom of the hour, 773-591-1690. Our good friend Elizabeth Overstreet is here with us. And Elizabeth, you've done a good job of kind of helping us with this, because really people don't know. And I know this is a topic that people like, how to break up, you know. But yes, everything needs to be done in order and with diplomacy. And you know, and a lot of people know, just ignorant,
disappearing. Just tell the person it's not working. I mean, it just makes everyone's life easier.
Okay. All right. Well, I think all that's really, really good. So when we come back from break, we'll continue this conversation. And then our good friends from Written Off will be by here. And then we have the Wednesday night show that's going to be off the hook, too. So I don't know. I love what I do for you guys. And I thank you guys for listening.
We love what you do for us.
Well, I do. I really appreciate my listening audience. I went to a party last night, walked in. Everybody was like, Chad Daddy. I was like, oh, that's so nice. Aww. Thank you. I just needed a drink. You're listening to the Tuesday. Well, that's how that works. You're listening to the Tuesday night edition of Real Talk, Real People. I promise you we'll be right back. Our dear, dear friend, Elizabeth Overstreet, she's here. She's the author of the book, The Relationship Investigator's Fast Guide to Successful Dating. And Elizabeth shares her own personal stories when she's on the show with us, as well as, you know, you encourage people. You inspire and tell people, don't give up. This is what you need to do. And you know, I think it's really, really good. As we are running out of time in this particular segment, in closing, what would you like to tell my listening audience? And you actually are going to be a part of a panel of women that are going to put Chat Daddy and Joseph and Uncle Mal on the hot seat and talk about men things.
That'll be fun.
I can't wait. We're going to
wait. They just love
the lie detector. Yes. We're going to be ready for this.
The lie detector. Are you kidding me? Oh, well, I can get a lie detector here. My life, unless Joseph going to tell a lie, look, I love telling the truth.
Me too.
I love telling the truth. Right. Well, Joseph, I'm 108 years old, and I love telling every aspect of my life, so that's not a problem. So, Elizabeth, in closing, what do you want to say?
Yeah, just, you know, if you're going through a difficult breakup right now, don't give up hope. There's billions of people on this planet, and you will find someone else that's, you know, right for you. And take your time. Take the time to get to know yourself. Figure out what you want, because that will make you so much more attractive and attract the right person into your life. I really believe in the laws of attraction. What the energy you put out is the energy you get back. And also, if people want to check out my website, I write about these topics on thenewrulesofdating.com. I'm also on Twitter under the same, The New Rules of Dating, as well as Facebook and on Instagram. So keep hope alive, and a breakup is not the end. Just look at it as the beginning of something better.
Well, you know, Reverend Jackson will love you for that. Keep hope alive. Right. He'll love you for that, right. Because I'm like.
We probably had to pay him a fee, right?
Yeah. That's okay. He loved V-O-N. Just like God loved V-O-N, Reverend Jackson loved V-O-N, too. Plus, we trying to help him get goods to take to Baton Rouge. But that was really good. Just don't go nowhere else with that, baby. Just don't go nowhere else with it. Yes, Joseph?
Okay, I have a question. This is for people who have a breakup. Well, you can't. What you call it, a breakup, if they lost their loved one?
I know young people. Like to a death, yeah. Like a widow or a widower?
Yeah, I know young people. I mean, young, like 21, 22, and they got married.
Yep.
And they don't want to step back into the dating game because they felt like that person was the person they wanted to be with and they, you know, some tragic accident. What do you think about that, helping them get back into it? Because they feel like that breakup was just for life. They don't want to do it no more.
Yeah, that's difficult. I mean, when you lose somebody and you become widowed, I think that's a whole different dynamic because that's could be a situation or there probably was a situation, like you're saying, where they really thought that was the person they were supposed to be with. But, you know, it was a guy I dated many years ago, and he said something to me, and I didn't like it at that time when he said it, but it's true. He said everything comes to an end. So, like, whether you're married, whether you're living with someone, like, everything at some point ends.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
true.
You know, if that does happen to someone where they're going through being a widow, definitely, you know, take the time to grieve through that process, but also understand that if that person truly loved you, they would want you to move on and have, you know, a life where you're happy and you could, you know, eventually find someone else that could love you as well.
This is so beautiful. This is so beautiful. It really is. Well, let's go to the live line and talk to one of our favorite friends. Mr. Prince is actually our virtual relationship specialist on this show. Right. Mr. Prince.
Thank you, Mr. Prince.
I love these topics, okay? We love you. We wonder where you've been.
I'm a family builder, okay?
All right. Go ahead, Mr. Prince. We waiting on our wisdom from you.
When you're breaking up, it's devastating. I don't care. Ain't no nice way to break up. When you break up, the emotions is traumatic. And my thing is this here, is that when you bring children, a man marries for physical and emotional needs. A woman marries just so she can have your babies because she's hardwired to reproduce. And that's why they say, I want to get married before I'm 30. You know, they use an age limit, you know, to have children because they have a strong desire. Nature's got it set up for her to reproduce. So when she picks a man, she's picking a man to bring children into the world. Now, when you bring children into this world, you're the one got to teach them how to be in a family.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? You got to teach them. So the man's responsibility years ago when women wasn't working, man's job was to work and provide for the food and shelter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Her job was just raising the family. Then, like I told you before, after the war, World War II, after the women went into working, when the men come back, the whole dynamics was changed now because she was working so she could take care of the children. Okay, so now what was his role now? So now what we have to do now when you meet this gentleman, you have to tell him, look, I'm going to take care of all your physical needs and your emotional needs. So we don't have to worry about you trying to, you know, talk me into getting in the bedroom. I'll take care of all that. But this is what we're going to do. I want to have some children. And I want to raise a family. And I want you to be there to help me teach our family how to be in a family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's your need now. You know what I mean? Money ain't the problem. We need you in the home to teach our daughters and our son. This is where you have a family. So when they go out, you understand, and meet someone, they already bringing into their life, this is how you have a happy family.
Right, right. All
you
right.
Know? So that's what I'm saying. Okay?
All right, Mr. Prince, we appreciate you so much.
I'm always glad to add some
information. We love it when you
information.
Do. All right, thanks so
Thank
very
you.
Much. Okay, absolutely. Thank you, Mr. Prince. See, that's our Baba calling to give us. That is. He does. He gives us that wisdom every time. Well, Elizabeth, did you tell everybody how they can follow you on social media and all that good stuff?
I did. So just, you know, again, my website is thenewrulesofdating.com. My name is Elizabeth Overstreet. I'm a relationship coach, and you can also follow me on Facebook under the New Rules of Dating and Instagram and Twitter as well.
All right, my dear. We appreciate you. We love you. We can't wait till you come back again. I really appreciate the fact that you made the guys put on Brute by Fabergé tonight. they got their little Afro Sheen hairdos done. You know, I really do. You always class up the gentleman here.
The studio is feeling extra special.
I know.
Tonight.
Isn't that something? Did you even see Fletcher had on a little bow tie?
He did. Yeah, Fletcher's looking good.
I know he was. So we love you. We do.